No, not at the minute. You know, we want to try and bring Scott Davis back, who I think was excellent for us in the time that he was with us. But no can do at the minute. You know, financially, that's all it is. For anyone to come in, someone will have to go out. So, you know, got a wheel and deal a bit, but it is what it is. I'm not going to moan about it. You know, we've always said we cut our cloth accordingly. At the moment, we haven't got the money to be able to do anything in the transfer market. So, although it's frustrating, because I think he had a big effect on, you know, the defensive display recently. Well, there's one or two players who may go out over the next coming days. So, we'll see what's what. If that is the case, then maybe we might be able to do something with Scott. But in the meantime, got every trust in Andreas Aresti do. He's waited a long time for his chance. So, as it stands, he'll be playing on Saturday.
He's had to bide his time, hasn't he, as you say?
He has, and unfortunately, at the time when Baz got his injury, Stav was injured as well, you know, which made it a proper headache at the time with regards to the FA Cup coming up and no one wanting their players to be cup tied and things like that. So, but now he's come in, well, he's been here, he's come in when asked and done okay. Now Scott's gone back and Baz is still injured. He's the only goalkeeper we have at the club, so he'll be, as it stands, he'll be playing on Saturday, and good luck to him, because, as I say, he's got everyone's trust of the players, trust of myself, and this is a chance for him to stake his claim. You're always trying to improve and make your squad better, and if we can do that, we will do. But as I say, at the moment, although it's massively frustrating, you know, the main thing is balance and books and that, so I'll have to one or two maybe move before Scott, maybe one more coming.
In terms of the weekend, Tranmere comes on the back of two games where you failed to score at home. How much of a concern is that?
I know, but this is the thing. People always say fail to score, but we've just taken four points from the last two games. So, you know, you can't have it always. You know, we're hard to beat at the minute. Why not say, you know, you're a difficult team to play against at the moment. You've only conceded three goals in the last six games. You know, we're a lower league two club. You know, we're not one of the fancied sides. You can go out and have the biggest squads and have the biggest budgets and get the best players and win more games. You know, we've made ourselves difficult to beat recently, and I think we deserve credit for that. Yeah, ideally we want to score more goals. Is it a concern? Not really, because we're creating chances. You know, should have we scored in the last game? Yeah, we missed the penalty. So, you know, that's the thing. I think people always look for the negative when there's positives in there as well. So, you know, we've just come off the back of two games where we kept two clean sheets. So is that a positive? Yeah. So we'll continue to try and do that. We'll continue to try and keep the goals against record down. And we need to do a little bit more to get the goals for record up. As it is, there's everything to play for. We're mid-table coming into this month. You know, weekend games, no Saturdays to Tuesdays, where, you know, it can be a little bit demanding on the squad. But as I say, we're trying to do what we can to improve all areas, whether that bringing one or two players or whether that's within. And we want to score more goals, yeah, and we also want to keep clean sheets as well, so it's just getting a fine balance. But I think there's lots to be positive about at the moment.